Larry Mattingly started the process back in Washington, using his computer to choreograph the explosions of 600 different firework pieces. They range from small fountains to colorful blossoms and big-time shells.
The shell is 12 inches in diameter and weighs about 25 pounds. I mean, it will be, they'll know it when it goes. When it opens up, they'll see it.
The shells are shot out of black, high-density plastic mortar tubes. It took Mattingly and six volunteers about 18 hours to arrange them in racks on a large flatbed truck trailer. Each tube is marked with a Q number, so they know which shell should be put there. The fuse is then cut off each shell, and they're linked by bright yellow wires to a central control board. Each shell is cued to go off at a specific time.
This is an electrically fired shell. It gives us much better control on the pace and the speed and so on. Because some of the things we want to fire fairly quickly, one after another, and some things will be fired fairly slowly. And this way I can time it.
To ignite the Chinese-made shells, a volunteer touches a wire to a contact on the firing board, and it sets off instantaneously. But if it doesn't work, Mattingly says he has a backup.
If the firing system failed, then what we can do is I can take the individual Q wires and just walk along and manually touch them to a battery and still fire the shell electrically.
Despite the modern methods of control, Mattingly says fireworks still have an element of surprise.
It's not a perfect science, you know. It's entertaining people with fire is really interesting because you never really quite know what's going to happen. Not that something terrible will happen, but some things burn a little faster than others. Some things burn a little slower. Some things work better than you expect them to do, you know. So you have to kind of roll with the punches.
The fireworks will be set off from the trailer on Summer Bay Road near Memorial Park, and the show will begin around midnight or 12:30 a.m. on July 5th. The best place to view them is over Front Beach. I'm Ann Hillman.